So what qualifications do you need to be a yacht stew? Well, you actually require quite a few skills and qualifications. Skills you can learn on the fly, whereas qualifications you actually have to go and do courses for. So by the end of this video, you will have a clearer understanding of which qualifications are actually needed, and then which ones are just add-ons that would be really beneficial for you to have. For the best advice and guidance on how to get into the yachting industry as crew, subscribe to this channel and don't forget to hit that little bell icon to get notified when I upload new videos every week. My name is Dre and I've been working in the yachting industry for the past 9 years. Now I've managed to work my way up the ranks without having a few certain key certifications that are apparently needed today. That being said, I know that there's a lot of information out there and I know the industry is growing, but navigating what qualifications you actually need in the beginning can be really difficult. So I wanted to make this video and cut through the noise and tell you exactly which ones you need and which are just additional add-ons that would be beneficial. What are the minimum requirements for all yacht crew? Number one, SDCW. This is an absolute must. This is your safety training. Nobody will even look at your CV if you don't have this. Next up is the medical ENG1. Or an equivalent. There are equivalents to the certification. It's up to you to make sure that the one that you're getting is actually an equivalent and it will be approved. It's just a medical certificate to make sure that you are fit for a life at sea. Okay, what are the minimum requirements for a yacht stew or stewardess? Your minimum requirements would be your SDCW, the ENG1, as well as a food safety and hygiene level 2 certificate. You will be handling food and it is really important that you have the certificate. These are the minimum requirements, but that's also dependent on your previous work experience. If this is your first time working, say you're fresh out of school and you're joining the industry, then yes, you will need other qualifications. You have an option to either work your way through the guest program, or you can just do an introductory stewardess course or silver service course. However many you can do, the more beneficial it will be for you. But if you are somebody that has work experience and you have silver service experience and you have a whole bunch of hospitality experience and you feel that you're really qualified at what you do, then your minimum requirements is SCCW, ENG1, and food safety and hygiene level 2. But that being said, it's a competitive industry and the more certifications you have, the better. Now, when we're talking add-on courses, so it really depends on what your level of previous work experience is, whether or not this will be an add-on for you or a necessity. So add-ons are things like flower arranging, barista training, cigar service, wine service. I mean, if you've never worked in a hotel or a restaurant before, then I would recommend that you get qualified in doing wine service. I personally feel that it's a necessity, but it doesn't mean that, like I said before, that you will get hired if you don't have this qualification or this experience. So you just have to weigh it out. Now, in the comments below, let me know which of the add-on courses do you think you would be really interested in? I, for one, have always really been interested in mixology more than flower arranging, but that's just for me. Which of the add-on courses would you be interested in doing? What about other certificates that are not service related? There are actually a whole bunch of other courses and certifications that you can get that are not service related that you might feel would not be beneficial on a yacht, but that could very well be. So I'm talking about things like massage therapy, yoga teacher training, physical fitness training, all these sorts of things. They are not service based, but they could very well help you to land your next job. So keep in mind, if it's something that you enjoy doing, get qualified in it. It might just be the thing that gets you hired. For example, I once got hired because I'm a qualified English teacher. Now, I never would have thought that that's something that I use on a yacht, but that was the reason why I got hired. So if it's something that you enjoy doing and you have the opportunity to get qualified in it, it can only benefit you in the long run. Okay, so now that you have a better understanding of the difference between add-on courses and what courses you actually require, there might be a whole bunch of other questions that pop up. And for that reason, I've actually given you a link in the description that you can go check out. It's a really cool site that really breaks everything down into much more finer detail than I can do in this video. On another note, if you would like to find out how I can help you to land your very first yacht job, just go and check out the link in the description. Also, don't forget, the Start Yachting group is there and available on Facebook. Please feel free to come and join and come and ask any questions. Myself and so many other experienced yachties are in there, and we would be happy to answer any questions that you might have.